This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just coming up to 7:17. You're listening to The Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now we're moving on to talk about how to care for your car and drive safely through floods.
Yeah, so we're talking about this for obvious reasons, right? There have once more been floods around our country in the Klang Valley. And so with that come the photos of flood-logged cars and, you know, people worrying about where they're supposed to be parking, people worrying about driving through the rains and so on and so forth. And today, specifically, an article that highlighted another issue that comes up with this, because the Federation of Motor and Credit Companies Association Malaysia explained that used car dealers are most likely not to accept flood-damaged vehicles, even at reduced prices. And the reason for that is that the cost of repairs for these cars, well, it varies based on year, make and model, but it can go up to more than 10,000 ringgit for older vehicles. Higher end cars, meanwhile, can go up to 80,000.
And those, the sort of damage that you're talking about, right, it doesn't just extend to the cost of the repairs. There are long-term issues that we might not necessarily foresee. There's the uncertainty over the electronics and the engine. There are more issues that are likely to arise during the repair process that might incur hidden costs. In fact, some car workshops are reportedly so inundated by cars that require repairs because there's a backlog from the previous floods and there's a lack of parts. So a lot really to talk about when it comes to, I think, two aspects, really: how to care for your car, or rather how to be safe while you're driving through floods, but also then how to care for your car and repair your car if you have had to drive through a flood or your car was, caught in one. So that's what we're going to find out. But we'd like to hear from you. Do you have tips on how to drive safely in a flood? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to discuss this further is Herman Nicholson, mechanic and owner of HNX Auto Services. Herman, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So what kind of damage do we usually see in cars that have been in floodwaters?
Okay, usually these kind of cars, something that you really have to consider is, because engine, gearbox and everything, they are all mechanical. But something that you really need to consider is all the electronics in the car. And it's the most sensitive part of the car, the electronics. The mechanical part is all flushable and it's replaceable. It's fine. But the most important part is the electrical part, side of the car. And it's all driven by this 12 volts battery. So if at all someone is stuck in a flood, the first thing they need to do is remove the battery terminals. Possibly you remove both terminals, but if you just manage to remove one, just remove the positive one. Make sure it's a positive terminal. And when it comes to entering the engine and all, it's all flushable. You can remove the spark plug, flush out the engine, change the spark plug, change the oil, and then you get it cranking again, you get started. But electronics are the most crucial part.
So if I can ask, right, how much do repairs generally cost? I know that can be difficult to ask for a general number.
Yeah, okay. From my experience, it ranges, from a normal car, like Perdua and all, the cheapest, it ranges about 3,000. And then it can go up to 6,000. And the most, the heaviest one I'm doing now is a Honda Accord. It's a 2019 Honda Accord. And this Honda Accord is costing close to about 18,000. Because most of the components, the electronic components, are already burned right out. Even the xenon lights, the headlights are gone, the airbag controller are gone, the dashboard is gone, even the cooling coil, everything. Complete restoration is coming up to about 18K.
As someone in your line of work, when do you advise vehicle owners to really just move on and get a new car?
Okay. You really have to balance between the second-hand value of the car they own, and how much they owe the bank. Still they owe the bank. If at all that they are going to lose out some money, if they say they sell off the car, first of all, you'll be losing out money from the car you sell, because nobody wants to buy a flood car, right? And Second of all, if you're going to sell out the car, how much balance you have with the bank? So you need to weigh that consequences. You need to check it out first. So if just to give you an example, if you're buying, you drive maybe let's say a Peugeot 508, okay? So as you know that the car, Continental cars, they don't have much second-hand value. And if just say this car got stuck in a flood, and to repair the car is even costlier. To repair the car, maybe it'll cost you maybe about 20K, 30K or something, whatsoever. I don't know how much, depending on the damage that they incurred. And then at the end of the day, when you want to sell off the car, the second hand value only impacts about, now the estimate is going for about, 40,000, 50,000. And your repair cost is coming up to about 30,000. So, Where do this person stand? You'll be like stuck in between. Like, see, I can't even sell my car, and I can't even repair my car.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it all depends. It depends on your second-hand car value, and it also depends on how much you owe the bank still.
Is this something that you've been seeing a lot? Because honestly, just thinking about it, for me as a car owner, about that possibility, right? Of like, oh, well, repairing is not worth it. Selling it in current condition is not worth it. Do you know a lot of people who are currently in this position?
Yes, I do. I do. Mm. I do. Yeah, I do. I feel so sorry for them, but yeah, but they're sweet and such. It is quite difficult for them to sell off the car. Number one, because you see, the flood cars is very easy to detect. You know, if you want to sell off the car, the second-hand car dealers can just locate everything that is not right in the car. You can just obviously see everything that if the car has been under flood or what, it's very noticeable. So that's all I can say. Like, just say like, if it's under flood, I try my best not to take in this kind of cars. I really try my best not to take in this kind of cars. But if I do, then I will advise a person as such. Like, you really have to consider the selling of the car or trying to move on with life rather than to, if it's going to cost so much to restore the car, then it's not worth it.
Right. So if we look at cars that have been through floods and have had repairs done, what sort of potential long-term issues might come up even after that?
If the car is in a running condition, that means after restoration it's in a running driving condition, you don't have to worry about the mechanical part of it or the electronic part of it, but you have to worry about the structural integrity, mainly your floorboard, your inner door panels, all this. Once it's flooded, these parts will tend to rust. So if you're talking about structural integrity, my opinion, that's the only thing that you need to be aware of.
We spoke about this earlier. There have been some concerns about the availability of parts. What can you tell us about this? How big is this issue?
Well, if you're doing cars like Malaysian-made cars and all, the availability is not so, you still can get it. But you see, when you talk about flood damage, there are a lot of parts, even like for Corolla or Proton, there are a lot of parts that are not a common change parts, you know. So even the availability at the spare part shop, they don't order because people don't simply come and buy off a dashboard sensor or something like that, airbag sensor or something. Nobody buys that. So they won't stock up. So when they don't stock up, when flood happens and this part damages, I mean, it got damaged, and you order in a spare part shop and they said we don't have that part, and that's when the issue arises. You see, the car will be in the workshop for like months before that spare part guy orders a spare part from don't know where.
Moving on to the experience of driving through flood waters, because that is absolutely something that we're hearing people talk about. If you have to drive through flood waters, what is the best way to do this as safely as possible?
Okay, the most important thing is you don't go above water, and the depth of water shouldn't go above your exhaust pipe, your tailpipe. So when you're driving through flood, and if at all that you are facing that you need to drive and to reach to safety or to reach somewhere which is like dry area and you need to go through that flood, the best way, most of them are driving automatic, right? So the best way is to put it in neutral, rev the engine as much as possible, maybe RPM up to about 5 to 6, 7. just rev the engine and then put it to D, keep on revving the engine. Don't stop revving, because the moment you stop revving and driving through flat water, will just the pipeline will just suck in water into your engine. So you need to keep on revving the engine until even if you are stuck in the middle of the flat, you still keep revving the engine. Keep on blowing the engine until you reach where the water is subsided and low. So if the key point here is you need to rev the engine, blow out everything possible you have through the flood. But you neutral, you need to put it in neutral. When you put it in neutral, you just rev it. And then moment, of course, it'll be jam and everything. So you put it to D, you must be really experienced playing with the accelerator and the brake. Because the moment you rev and you're accelerating at the same time, and then there's a car in front of you, you really have to be very careful with the brakes and everything.
Now, if a vehicle has been stranded in floodwaters, what should we do to minimize the damage, and what can we do next?
Immediately remove the battery terminal, the positive battery terminal, and if possible, if you can get a plastic, just place the plastic at the back of your exhaust and just tie it around with a rubber band so that the water doesn't go into your engine. That's the best you can do. But the most important thing is to remove the positive terminal.
Herman, is there any advice you'd like to leave us with?
Because it's flooding quite frequently, right? So, but piece of advice I can give is try to stay away from this area.
Herman, thanks for speaking with us today.
Okay, thank you very much.
That was Herman Nicholson, mechanic and owner of HNX Auto Services, weighing in on really how to be safe while driving through floodwaters and how to manage a car that's been through floods. If you would like to share tips on those, you can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.